So, in recognising opportunities, as I've already said, the key criterion is you have satisfied customers. Actually, in an ideal world, you have paying customers, and then you want them to be satisfied. And there's been quite a lot of research on this. Certainly when I started up, almost all technology startups started like this. They began what they call soft companies. That is, they do consultancy. A soft company is one that doesn't need much investment to start up. And if you're just providing your own skills, that's doesn't require much. Then you find you can sell the same consultancy again, and then you develop a product. And in our case, it was several million pounds that we ended up putting into the product. The point when investment, and I think this is still the case, there are exceptions, but the point when investment is most effective is when you harden, not when you're starting up. That's why it's really important to get customers. If you go to an investor and say, well, you know, we got this great idea, the first question they'll ask is, what was your turnover last year? How much did you sell to customers last year? And it almost doesn't matter how much that answer is, but unless it's zero. Because you haven't, if it's zero, a customer hasn't validated your idea in that investor's mind, or at least in my mind. Second one is you need the resources to be able to actually do something. Again, just a reminder, there's a general saying that a pound from a customer is worth, well, £8 or £10 or something from an investor, and the reason is because a customer is a renewable resource, and a customer comes and tells you, actually validates your idea in a way an investor couldn't. And here's why I hate Dragon's Den. It's something I call Dragon's Denitis. And don't get me wrong, it's great to do business plan competitions, and there may even be a role for Dragon's Den. I don't know quite where, but somewhere. Right? It's great to do business plan competitions because you learn things, you start up, it's a sort of soft start. But you do find people who spend all their time on competitions and on money raising. It is incredibly expensive in time to raise money from investors. In fact, you're probably better getting money from customers because it's often cheaper. And this has actually happened to a number of the companies I'm mentoring. Okay, you find Dragon's Denitis is where I think you have this thing where you boast and you say, look, I raised £100,000 or something, you know, and you think that's a great thing. Actually, raising money is a terrible thing because you've diluted. You've already started diluting your own ownership of the company. And if that carries on for very long, then you won't have much of the company left, and even if the company's worth something, you won't be. Okay. A third criterion, moving to the sort of criteria that investors look at, is commitment. Of course, it's natural that you want commitment. You can't do something like this unless you've got commitment. It's okay to have a day job if you have to eat. But it's not okay to be pursuing several opportunities because everything gets diluted. It lacks commitment. And furthermore, not only do your efforts in a particular direction get diluted, so you're going to lose out anyway because you're spreading your resources too thinly. Also, an investor will think, well, I'm going to invest in this company, but will he jump ship when the going gets tough? Will he do something different? And in particular, a number of people I've spoken to say, well, perhaps I should set up different companies, you know, one to do the consultancy, another to do the product, another to do this, and so on. That's not okay because separating them all out ultimately introduces conflict. If you're asking someone to invest in one part of the business, you can't say, I'm going to spend half my time on another part of it. It's a common cause of failure. And the fourth criterion, at least applied by investors, is really can you communicate your ideas to the outside world? You know, I'm one of the angel investors, and many of us delude ourselves that we think we can help organisations. And so we ask ourselves the question, is the entrepreneur listening? And actually, that's about making me feel good that you're listening to me. It's not actually about you doing what what I say. You have to make those decisions. You know more about your business than I do. But make me feel that you've considered it carefully. Why is that important? Because if you can't make me feel good that you've considered what I want and are going to supply it, then you're not going to do the same to a customer. You won't be a successful salesman. And if you're not a successful salesman, your business won't succeed.